You are listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Kat Arney. And now it's time to go back to Ben and Dave, who are celebrating the science of the original naked scientist, Archimedes, to see if they can find pure gold.
Welcome back to this very, very special kitchen science, where we are using some genuine gold coins to investigate some science that's over 2,000 years old. The Greek scientist Archimedes was asked by the king if he could find a way to work out if a crown had been made with pure gold or something else. And we are doing our own version of that experiment with three piles of gold coins. So, Dave, what have we done to set this up?
We're trying to find the densities of the different coins because gold is one of the densest materials that there is.
And in order to work out its density, we've measured its mass and also its volume.
We've been measuring how much water the coins displace when we put them into a bottle.
We weighed all of these earlier, and the Canadian gold coins, these were slightly smaller, were 312.6 grams. So how much water did they displace?
They displaced about 15.5 grams of water, which means they had a volume of about 15.5 millilitres. And so we can measure the density by dividing the mass by the volume, which comes out at about 20.1 grams per millilitre.
Now, the second set of coins we weighed were, in fact, the South African coins. Now, these were a little bit bigger and weighed 340.6 grams. Now, how big a volume did they come out to?
They displaced about 17.9 millilitres of water. When you do the sum, it comes out as a density of about 19.1 grams per millilitre, which is significantly less than the first set of coins. This density is slightly above what you'd expect from pure gold, but to be honest, the equipment here is quite primitive, but it does show there's a difference between the two types of coin.
So which of these are pure gold?
Well, the slightly smaller coins are probably actually pure gold. The larger coins have had something else added, probably copper. Because if you add copper to a gold coin, it makes it a bit harder, a bit tougher. So if you carry them around in your pocket, they don't get as badly damaged.
Okay, so we have discovered that the Canadian coins are pure gold. And Archimedes would have used exactly the same trick to work out if the crown was pure gold or if the crown had some copper mixed in. And what did he find?
Well, he found that there had been some copper added to the crown, which meant that the goldsmith had walked off with some gold on the side, and the king wasn't too happy about this, and I wouldn't like to have been that goldsmith.
No, indeed, but ancient science leading to ancient justice. So we also had a third pile of coins. Now, these weighed a suspiciously light 18.6 grams for the whole pile of coins, and we haven't yet measured the density of these, so let's just see how dense these are. Dave, if you could drop them in the water. And I can read off on your scales there that these have displaced 13.7 grams of water. So that means 13.7 millilitres. So what's the density of those?
That means the density is about 1.35 grams per millilitre, which isn't looking good for them to be gold. And it's a lot closer to what I'd expect for chocolate.
Well, they do say you're supposed to bite into gold to see if it's real. Dave, are you going to bite away?
That tastes rather too good to be gold.
So leftover gold coins from Christmas. So this is how Archimedes, the very original naked scientist, discovered how if you put an object in water, it will displace an amount of water equal to its volume, and used this to find a thief in the king's court. So thank you very much, Dave, and thank you very much to the very, very kind listener who lent us this gold so we could do this experiment. We promise we'll give it all back. That's it for Kitchen Science this week. We'll be back with more very soon.
I'm sure you gave it back, Ben. That's why you've got a new Mercedes outside.
No one's seen Dave since. Just disappeared.
He's gone to the Bahamas. Anyway, that was Kitchen Science with Ben and Dave testing out the science of Archimedes, the Eureka Streaker. If you want to try this out at home but don't happen to have £10,000 worth of gold to play with, you can try comparing the density of 1p coins from before 1992 with those made afterwards. You can sort them out quite easily. Just put them near a magnet. The ones that stick are the new ones. Do drop us an email to let us know if you do this experiment what you find out on chris@thenakedscientist.com.